Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Masechta Shabbos, the last Mishnah of the 10th Parak of Masechta Shabbos, Parak Yud, Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah is going to talk about things about not Hutsa'ah, but other Malachos that are done, perhaps in an unusual manner, or what's considered to be an unusual manner. Hanotel Tziparnov Zobazo Obishinov. If a person cuts his fingernails by peeling his nails with his other nails, or by biting his nails, V'chein Sa'aro, V'chein Svamo, V'chein Zekano. Or if you take off hair from your head, or hair from your mustache, or hair from your beard, but using your hands, like plucking it out, pulling out your hairs, v'chein ha-godeles, v'chein ha-kocheles, v'chein ha-pokeses, or if a woman braids her hair, or puts on makeup, or parts her hair in a certain way, so Blazer Mechayev, Blazer Paskins, that you're going to be Chayev Mida Oraisa for all of these malachas. When you take off fingernails, when you take off hair, that is a malacha of gozes, and even if you do it without a kli, it's a malacha of gozes. When you braid hair, when you part hair, that's a malacha of bone, and when a person puts on makeup and they paint their eyes, that's a malacha of either a kosev, tzavea, something of that nature. So it's kosev. Chum motion mishum shvus. Chum say it's not a malacha d'oraisa because you're doing it in an unusual way, and therefore it's only a shvus, as the Bartanur points out. The savri ain derech ksiva bekach, the ain derech binyan bekach. That's not the normal way to do kosev. It's not the normal way to do binyan. V'alacha kechachamim, and we paskin like the chachamim. The Bartanur points out v'dafka notel tziparnov v'saro biyadov who depatri rabban mechatos miskila. Aval notel saro. It's a part of bekli modim chacham dechayiv chatas. This is only if you're removing hair with your hands that the rabbanon are going to say that it's a shinoi and that it's only a din mi derabbanon. But if you actually use a kli, use a nail clipper, you use a scissor to cut your hair, then for sure you're going to be chayiv chatas. And when are you chayiv chatas? When you take shtei sa'aros. And then the Bartanura says, but if you take off someone else's hair, even if you do it biyadayim, it's going to be chayiv. However, if you have a hangnail, a nail that's mostly detached, or a hair that's mostly detached, and you just agitate it a little bit, and therefore it's agitating you, meaning it's causing you pain, it's causing you some tsar, then it's even mutar l'chadchila. So if you have a painful hangnail, says the Bar Tanura, you're allowed to remove that with your hand. Hatolish me'otzitz nokuv chayiv. If a person takes a plant out of a pot that has a hole in it, so he's chayiv for being kotzer, because since there's a hole at the bottom of the pot, it's considered to be mechubar lekarka. It's being nourished from the ground underneath it, and therefore it's a violation of kotzer. V'she'enu nakuv pater, but if the plant is in a pot that does not have a hole at the bottom of it, then it's not attached to the ground, and therefore you can be pater from kotzer. Excuse me. Rabbi Shimon poter bazeh u'bazeh. But Rabbi Shimon paskins that you're pater, whether it's in a pot with a hole in it or a pot that does not have a hole in it, because on the d'oraisa level, even an atzitz nakuv is not considered to be attached to the ground. Now we move on to the 11th parak of Masechta Shabbos. And the 11th parak also talks about the malacha of Hotza'ah. So says Mishnah Aleph, Hazorik mirshus yachal rishus rabin, mirshus rabin rishus yachal chayiv. If a person throws something from Rishus Yachal to Rishus Rabim, or vice versa, he's going to be chayiv for the malacha of Hotza'ah. Mirshus yachal to Rishus yachal, or Rishus Rabim be'emtza, but if he throws something from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah over Rosh Hashanah, meaning he throws something from his house to his across the street neighbor's house, and it goes over the street, so then Rabbi Akiva Mechayiv, Rabbi Akiva says that he's going to be Chayiv, because Rabbi Akiva holds of the concept of Kluta Kamisha Huncha Damya, that when something is up in the air, it's viewed as if it's down on the ground. So even though it's floating through the air of the Rosh Hashanah, we view it as if you threw it from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah, and then from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah. But v'cham batur, and the chamim say you're patur, because the chamim do not hold of kluta kamishun chadamias. Even though it passed through the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, it never had a hanacha in the Rosh Hashanah. In order to be chayiv for the malacha vatsa, you need an Akira and a Hanacha. Over here there was an Akira, but there was no Hanacha in the Rishos Rabbim. The Hanacha first happened in the Rishos HaYachid, that is across the street. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Perek Yud Mishnah Vav, we learned that if a person removes his fingernails or his hair with his teeth or with his hands, or a woman braids her hair with her hands, so Rabbi Elazar holds you can be chayv mitar raisa. The Chum say it's only nisr mitar abanan. And we had a machlokas if a person is tolish from an atzitz nakuv, whether you're going to be chayv or pater. Atzitz she'en nakuv, you're for sure pater. And then in Mishnah Aleph of Perek Yud Aleph, we learned that if you throw something from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbim, you didn't carry it, you just threw it, or vice versa, you're chayiv. But if you throw something from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid, and it passes through the airspace of Rishus Rabbim, so Rabbi Akiva holds it, you're chayiv, because Kluta Kamishon Chadamya, the fact that it goes through the airspace, we view it as if it's resting on the ground, and the Chum say that you're going to be potter, because they do not hold Kluta Kamishon Chadamya. Okay, Beth Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis.